We're finally here. The end of the story that has been coming your way for the past 2.5 years. So sit back and enjoy our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the crash.
So, my case had finally come to its climactic moment. And was it ever a climax? I've already told you how 5 spaceships from another galaxy ended up on this barren ranchland outside of Roswell, New Mexico on the planet Earth.
And now it's time to tell you how this most unusual case ended. But before I do, I need to come right out and say that it was this case that changed me. And I mean, really changed me. The strange rumblings I had felt ever since Neela told me to get in touch with my feminine side had now become an earthquake I couldn't ignore. Trill Estelle's finest private detective was no longer the hard-boiled, self-centered jerk who began this case.
For the first time in my life, I realized finding the truth was not a one-man job. But more on that later. Back to our story. Not long after our ship, along with Orbs and Dars, had all become visible again after our trips through time, Junior showed up in his ship with the Wise One on board and landed on top of Dar, trapping him for the moment. Then, as Eddie and her sister Rao appeared in a huge Metsi ship, Grud and his boss were trying to slip away in Orbs' ship. They didn't see, and none of us expected, the little ship that suddenly appeared, crashing into them and sending them back down to the ground. And the little ship wobbled for a bit and disappeared over a hill before it crashed.
Who was in that ship?
I don't know. And I don't have time to find out, because I do know who's in the big one hovering above us. I'm pretty sure my secretary just arrived.
As much as I'd like to be there for that reunion, someone needs to check the other side of that hill. That crash didn't sound good. Are you okay without me?
I'll be fine. No. We'll be fine. Neela and I can handle whatever Eddie throws at us.
All right. I'll be right back.
Come on, Neela. I think it's time I met your brother.
I don't even recognize Ryan anymore. He's always been confident, but before he was confident only in himself. Maybe even a little cocky. This is different. Something in his eyes.
Maybe he's listening to his feminine side a little more. Unlike someone else I know.
What?
Yeah. I haven't even been able to get a word in lately. Scared, are you?
No. I'm not scared.
Sure seems like it. What if Ryan gets in touch with his feminine side and you don't, huh? That could make for some pretty awkward conversations.
What? You mean like this one?
It won't be awkward if you just accept that you need me.
I don't need anybody.
I'm not just anybody. I'm you. Actually, half of you. I helped you get out of that jail, didn't I?
Well, yeah.
And together we figured out how to make contact with Eddie, which eventually helped Ryan figure out who she really is.
Yeah, we did do that.
So how about letting me keep on helping you?
Oh, all right. Let's see. That ship should be just over this hill. Let's take a look.
Oh, my.
While Tolip was trying to figure out what was going on inside of him, as well as what had just crashed on the other side of that hill, Neela and I made our way over to Orb and Trisha. I could tell how much those two meant to each other.
With Dar trapped under Junior's ship, they were now free to, shall we say, make up for lost time?
What just happened?
It looks like you have a spaceship on top of you. A rather dilapidated one, but I suppose it'll do the trick.
What trick?
It'll show the Grand Leader just how badly you failed, and that means she'll turn to me. And I think your Grand Leader's ship is starting to descend right now.
Get me out of here.
A little worried. I think we'll just stand back and see what happens.
Orb? Trisha? You don't know how good it is to see both of you.
I should have known you'd figure it out. This is all we talked about for years.
Yeah, only I imagined there'd be four of us.
I'm sorry, Neela. You two were all my brother and I used to talk about as well. But he...
Is there someone else?
Someone a little more suited to him. I don't think he was ready to face what a relationship with someone like you would mean.
How about you? Are you ready?
I've been ready ever since you left.
And who is this?
This is Ryan. He and his pilot helped me track you down.
Well, it's good to finally meet you, Orb. Your sister has told us a lot about you.
Well, look at him. That is a big old guy. And I landed this thing right on top of him.
Yep, you sure did. I don't know how you did it.
Hey, and there's that nice young man we've been looking for. Hey, you might want to thank me. This fella looks like he can tear you apart.
Yeah, thanks. I guess I should also thank you for the warning back at your diner. Your mother would have drugged me if you hadn't come in and stopped her, so thank you. Twice.
You're welcome. Twice.
Really? So you have stood up to your mama before?
Well, I guess I did. She just sweet-talked me back with her rutabaga cake. Have any of you ever had rutabaga cake?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, it is so good.
By the way, where's my ship?
I'm afraid it was your ship that crashed into that little one. It came down right over there. And now someone's getting out of it.
Bose?
What, Grud?
I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Yeah, obviously you didn't see it. You flew right into it. Oh, it's a good thing our ship was bigger, or we'd be goners.
Look, there's Orb and his lady. And that must be his sister. She looks just like this doll.
It's not a doll. It's a figurine. I told you that. Didn't I?
You sure did, boss.
And you actually went out of your way to grab those dolls?
Figurines, boss. Figurines.
I know that. You got me confused.
Well, we know they're important and valuable. Right?
I hope so. Just hang on to her.
I will, boss. Hey, Orb, introduce us to your lady friend and your sister. She really is a looker.
What?
Never mind, these guys are hard to explain. What were you doing with my ship?
We were gonna take off.
Oh, we were just gonna take it for a little spin. Right, Grud?
Right, boss. We were just gonna take it for a little spin.
Orb. Look at what he's holding. Those look like...
Wait a minute. Are those...
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It seems our mother got rid of them.
No wonder I couldn't find them when I was packing to leave. Ryan, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes. You told us what happened when you put them together before.
Put them together?
Remember what Father said? You have your own mold. Find it. When those two are put together, something happens. I don't understand it. But something gets downloaded to both of us.
Did you hear that, boss? We need to put these two dolls, figurines, together. Here goes nothing. Ouch!
Leave them right there on the ground. They belong to me now.
Well, it looked like Eddie had awfully good timing. The very thing I was sure would reveal the secret of defeating the Metsis was within our grasp. But now the weapons trained on us by Eddie and a dozen of her guards made it clear that we would not be getting
anywhere close to that secret. While we were staring into the barrels of those weapons, Tolip was inspecting the wreckage of the crashed ship. And he needed his masculine side, his feminine side, and any other side he could muster to handle what he was seeing.
I don't see how anyone could survive a crash like this in a ship this small.
But I guess we'd better check. Oh, please be alive.
Oh, this hatch is stuck. All right, Tolip.
Put your back into it.
There.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of. They're barely breathing. The impact was too much.
But wait.
These two don't look like any person I've seen on this planet. They're small, like children, but their heads are too big. And their eyes look different. I guess I better get them out of there.
While Tola pulled those two out of the ship, a car was getting close to the crash site, and its two passengers had been sharing some very interesting information.
What a coincidence, Gustav. Running into you again after... how long has it been? 12 years? I miss Dr. Goddard, don't you?
You do not fool me, Olga. You came back here to get some information for the Kremlin. I know they are interested in what we are doing.
You know me too well, my friend. We've heard rumors about a group of your scientists coming over here at the end of the war, so we had to find out the full story.
Hmm? Won't you expect me to tell you?
Yes. In exchange for some information, which could be useful to you.
And why would your leaders want us to have this information?
No, they do not. But I must return with something, and that is all I have to offer. You said we were going to investigate the crash?
Yes. One of our experiments gone awry.
So, this group of scientists, they are Nazis, huh? Correct?
Officially, ex-Nazis. The American government brought them here secretly after the war and gave them new identities. They called it Operation Paperclip because those in charge of it put paperclips on the files of the scientists they wanted to bring over. Very few people here in the States know anything about it.
How many came?
Well over 1,000, including Werner von Braun, our leading rocket scientist. Part of that group ended up at the White Sands Proving Grounds, not far from here.
And that's where this experiment came from? So, why are you out here?
They knew what direction it would go, and they gave me a head start so I could track it. I think they knew it would end up somewhere out here, far from any cities. I was on my way when I ran into you.
Well, I certainly hope it was unmanned.
I'm afraid not. There were 2 passengers.
What do you mean, passengers? Was there no pilot?
I think I see it over there. Let's go. I'll explain the rest on the way. When we came to the States, we continued the experiments we began back home during the war. And we still used subjects to test out how a new vehicle will affect human occupants.
Subjects? Are you saying...
There it is! Wait! Someone is already there! Pulling bodies out!
No, it can't be... It is! Little man! Hello again, little man!
While Tolop was about to be reunited with Olga, I was reunited with the secretary who fooled me so easily.
A ton of emotions went through me as she walked over to us and stood over the figurines.
My, my. It looks like I hit the jackpot. Hello, Mr. Ryan. Now don't you worry a bit about your office back on Trillistel, or what shape I left it in. Shoot, there I go again, ending a sentence in a preposition. That's why I need you, Mr. Ryan. You're the smart one. And Miss Neela... Not only did we find your missing little brother, but those dolls are
figurines. They're figurines.
Right.
Whatever. We've been looking for them as well. Orb, Neela, your father is a brilliant man, and he thought he'd found a way to preserve his discoveries about the Metzies. It's just too bad no one will ever get to access those discoveries. Sad. They were so cute, just like the two of you. But I had no choice. What Lieber knew was just a bit too dangerous. Now it's gone forever.
Maybe not.
What?
I said maybe not. Maybe it's not gone forever. Right, Neela?
That's right.
But I just destroyed your only chance to get that information.
I'm afraid you're too late.
What do you mean, too late?
Come here, Orb. I haven't seen you in so long. I need a hug.
Well, it hasn't been that long, but all right.
Before I left Derelta, I put those two figurines together, and half of our father's discoveries downloaded to me. Orb may have received the other half, but if he hasn't, putting us together should make the download complete.
Now isn't that sweet? Sorry, but I don't believe you. What I smashed under my feet was the key, and now it's gone.
I'm sorry, Neela, but I don't feel any different.
Maybe you're not supposed to feel different. What do you know now that you didn't know when you left home?
I'm not sure. I do know that I love you.
And I love you. But there has to be something you've learned.
Don't you remember? You stopped on my planet looking for wisdom.
Yeah, she's from the planet of the wise ones. She's been talking to me, too.
And just what has she been telling you, Junior?
Mama, I didn't know you was here. I'm sorry, Mama, but I...
Remember, freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, Mama. I've been doing just what you asked me to do all this time. But now...
But now, don't you want a big old juicy piece of this rutabaga cake I brought?
Rutabaga cake? Oh, Mama, the way you make that cake is so... So...
Freedom.
No! No, I don't want a piece. Yeah, I'm not even gonna look at it.
Then how about smelling it? Ain't that the sweetest smell you ever smelled?
Yeah, it is pretty sweet. It sure is.
Freedom.
Mama, I've made up my mind. I ain't doing nothing for you that I don't think is right to do. So there.
Junior, you're gonna regret this. I sure wanted you to have this rutabaga cake.
I'm not listening.
You're losing your touch, Ral. But it doesn't matter. We don't need Junior anymore. Besides, we're talking about poor little Orb here and what he hasn't learned.
He has learned something. Don't you remember? Become a...
Yeah, become a kid, I remember. But what does that have to do with the Metzies?
Everything. The Metzies tried to rule our planet, but they couldn't do it. We all think like children. And the kind of control the Metzies has over their subjects requires thinking the way adults think.
And just how do adults think, little girl?
They've forgotten how to enjoy the wonder of being alive. They think they have to find someone to tell them how to live, what to do, someone to control them, instead of knowing they were created to love and be loved.
Well, aren't you special? I haven't heard that much nonsense in years.
Since you were a kid?
That's enough from you. I want to hear from Neela and Orb. They are still under Metzi's control, whether they know it or not.
Now, this would normally be the point where I would step in and say or do something to save the day, as only Ryan could do. But something inside me...
Something inside me told me to trust Neela, that she would know what to do, When this case first started, that would not have been possible. Slowly but surely, my feminine side had reordered my thinking so that I now had the ability to step back and let someone else have the spotlight. And not just anyone else, but a woman.
Before you find out if I made the right decision or not, let's return to Tolop, pulling those bodies out of the wreckage and then hearing a familiar voice.
Little man, do you remember me?
Olga? Yes, I remember. But you've changed. You're...
older? What did you expect? It has been 12 years, after all. Although, I would have to say you don't look like you've aged a day. Such a handsome little man.
Watch out now. Be careful around her.
Don't worry. I can handle this.
What are you doing here?
I heard the crash and came to see if anyone needed help.
Wait, these two were flying in net?
Yes. I just pulled them out. I'm afraid they don't have much time left.
Let me take a look.
Olga, no. You don't need to...
I just need to get a little closer. Oh, what are these? Their heads, their eyes. I don't understand.
They have progeria.
They have progeria. What? What is progeria?
It's a disease that keeps a person from growing past the size of a child. It enlarges the head and gives the face unusual features.
So why are they here?
I told you that we use subjects for testing purposes. Why use a normal human being when we have these subhuman beings?
What is wrong with this planet?
Be careful!
This planet?
Yes. Trying to steal technology from each other in order to build better weapons. And now, sacrificing lives to test technology. Where I come from, we may have our problems, but every life is important.
Oh, boy. Now she's going to ask where you come from.
Where do you come from?
Let's just say a long way away.
Good answer.
Then I would suggest you go back to your long way away.
But these two need help.
Help will be here soon. You are no longer needed.
I think he means it. We need to get out of here.
Besides, Ryan may need my help.
I said you are no longer needed.
All right, I'm going.
Tell her goodbye.
Olga?
Yes?
It was good to see you again.
Same to you, little man. Wait, I remember you told me your name. It was Tolip.
That's right.
Well, goodbye, Tolip.
Goodbye.
She actually likes you.
Yep, she sure does.
So, what now, Gustav?
There is nothing that can be done for these two. We will have to leave them.
Will not stink?
No. Someone will find this before we can clean it up and will begin to tell others. It might be your little friend or someone who works on this ranch. We will need to let the proper authorities know, so a different story gets told.
Are you sure this is the right thing to do?
Very sure. Now, you said you had some information for me.
Yes, I will tell you once we get back to your car, Tulip. I mean, Gustav.
So, your mind is still on that man. He is too young and too short for you, Olga.
I don't know. It just feels like he is from another world. Oh, well, let's go.
Tolop was still walking up when Neela began to speak. What she said has stayed with me ever since.
And will stay with me forever. I had always leaned on my own ability, most of the time involving the barrel of a gun, to get out of sticky situations.
But this time
was different.
You say we're under Metzi's control. Under your control. The fact that we're not is why you've chased us through two galaxies and even through time. The last thing you want is someone who refuses to be under your control.
And that's why you had to put our father in the sphere. He was the only one who was brave enough to speak against you. Maybe what the wise one said is right. We need to stay away from controlling anyone or being controlled by anyone.
Look at your guards. They seem so powerful, but really they're just pawns, doing whatever you say, whenever you say it.
Don't listen to her.
If they wanted to, they could easily take control away from you.
Guards, don't you dare make a move toward me, or I'll have to...
Or you'll what? You can't do anything worse than to keep somebody under your control. You can make them think you're doing it for their own good, but it's for you and you alone.
Take your hands off of me!
So if I take away your weapon, like this, I can stop you for the moment. But if we take away your control by getting rid of our need to be controlled, that will stop you for good.
You're fools! The inhabitants of Derelta want the Metzis to keep things in order. Everything will fall apart without us. They need us.
I'm not sure your guards agree with you. Or at least most of them.
And the others will join you in the sphere. Say, can you guards take care of Dar here? It may take a few of you.
Hey, maybe this net will help. Mama gave it to me so I could grab people by just pulling this.
Get that off of me.
Speaking of Mama, where did she go?
I saw her drop something and run off that way.
She left the cake. Rudy Beezy cake! Anybody want a piece?
Yeah, I'll take one. I gotta find out what it tastes like.
Redeer, where's your father?
I think he saw what was coming and decided to leave.
Ryan, I underestimated you.
No, you underestimated Neela and Orb. I've just been along for the ride.
You can't get rid of me this easily.
It looks like we just did.
That was unbelievable, Neela. I would have tried to beat Eddie at her own game, but you changed the rules.
And you stood back and let me. You're a changed man, Ryan.
Orb, who are these two?
They're my friends, I guess.
Did you hear that, boss? We made us a friend.
Yeah, Grodd, I heard.
And I haven't forgotten my promise. Are you ready to go back and get your ship?
Of course, but your ship just took a hit.
Don't worry, boss. I checked it out right after we came back down. It just clipped us. Orb's ship is ready to go.
Trisha, how would you like to take a trip through time?
A trip through what?
I'll explain it on the way. Come on.
Ain't that sweet, boss? He got back together with that nice young lady after all that time. I told you he was a good guy. Didn't I?
You sure did, Grodd. You sure did. Come on, before they leave us behind.
Neela, I know we're not together anymore, and I've accepted that. But I do want you to know I'm proud of you. What you did saved Derelta.
Thank you, Redir. When I return home, I'm going to put your name in for the council.
I'd be honored. And Ryan, thanks for helping Neela follow in her father's footsteps.
You're welcome. Let Lieber know how she did. And I think Timbus will be happy to know she no longer has to be under Eddie's control either.
The big ship is about to leave. They already put Dar and his ship on board and... Wait a minute! It looks like my father and that cake lady didn't get very far. A couple of guards are bringing them back now. I'd better go hitch a ride and let my dear father know what's waiting for him in the sphere. Goodbye!
Don't you understand? I'm your superior! You can't manhandle me like this!
Junior, if you don't help me, you'll never get another piece of fruit of easy cake! Junior!
Well, I guess Mama's gonna get to spend some time with her sister.
It sure looks like it.
You know, I'm kinda glad.
So what are you gonna do now?
I don't know. I guess I've got a diner and refueling station to run.
And you can go back to your planet and free all the people your mama sold into slavery.
Ooh, that's a lot.
You'll have all the time in the world. No one will be telling you what to do.
That's right. Let's go. I'll drop you off on the way. See you later, Mama.
What had once been a field full of spaceships was suddenly abandoned.
Except for one.
It looks like we're the only ones left. Tolop, you've been pretty quiet. What did you see over there?
That's a long story. I'll fill you in on the way home. But I can say this. Neela, all the things you said to Eddie about the Metsis are at work on this planet, too.
I know. I've been here before, remember?
And I'm afraid Trillistel has the same problems. All because we can't see past our own needs, or what we think are our own needs.
Ryan, I'm proud of you. I think you're finding out what it really means to get in touch with your feminine side.
Yeah. It takes both sides working together to see everything clearly. It's taken me a while.
But I think I'm almost there, Tolop.
I know I've learned a lot.
I hope you get to go through this process one day.
You'd be surprised, Ryan.
Yep. You'd be real surprised.
Roswell, B.C. comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. Many of the voices you have heard in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, B.C. is entitled The Crash and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Summer Souza as the feminine Tolop, Robin Haynes as Orb, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, Mike Jansen as Gustav, Sarah Golding as Olga, Zach Anderson as Junior, Samantha Thorsted as the Wise One, Alethea Hartwell as Ral, Curtis Michaels as Rafe and Radir, Jessica Haynes as Trisha, and Boyd Barrett as Dar. Other voices who have been part of the story over the past 22 episodes and 4 minisodes include Will Cass, Georgiana Simoes, Chuck Oosley, Gina Montague, Terry Todd, Dane Leonardson, Drew Prophet, Ty Watley, Dominic Batista, Josh Hartwell, Louise Montague, Pam Engelhard, Jaden Page, Ezekiel Barrett, Benjamin Barrett, and Michael Sweeney. The Roswell, B.C. theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The harmonica in the episode set in the Old West was played by Chip Sellerold. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Our social media is overseen by Tana Evans. That makes a total of 36 people who deserve many thanks for helping me bring you this story. Roswell, B.C. was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this series, please tell others about it and have them subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And why don't you take some time to write us a review on one of those platforms? You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story may be over for you, but tell others about us, and the story will be headed their way.